This is Wisdom from the Wardrobe, brought to you by Michael Bruce Image Consulting.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Wisdom from the Wardrobe with the Michael Bruce Image Consulting team. You may notice that I do not have an accent. That's because Lady P,
Pamela. Well, you
Pamela,
do have an accent. Isn't that like New Yorker?
Sure, I could put on my New York accent.
There you go.
I could also do a little Jersey.
You can do the whole show talking like this, you know?
Do the whole
like,
show
hey.
Talking like this, right?
Anyway, so as Pamela would say, we're already off the rails. So welcome to the show. Let me introduce you quickly to the team. Of course, we have our bougie boss, Bruce. We have the, what does she call you? The Countess of Commentary, Beck. And then there's me. I am a optimist, voice of the people, and a bit of a spin doctor.
What's
so,
up, everybody?
You are a force of nature is what you are, my friend.
I
you
took
are.
My meds today.
You did take your
so
meds. You're
I
like
am,
spinning
what?
And moving and
I,
grooving.
I'm
are you
on
ready?
It. I am ready, like, to go.
There you
so,
go. And then we have Eric. Eric's in the house.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah, can't forget about him.
Well, I mean,
he really holds it together.
He really holds
okay.
it together.
That's just reality. So.
Forget Elmer's glue. It's Eric's
right.
glue.
It's Eric's glue. Right, right.
Right.
And of course, Lady P's not here. We miss her. She's away. But hopefully she'll be back next week.
Yeah.
All right.
So
I like that you say hopefully, like she's just done a runner.
No, because she's going to listen to the show. She'll be like, I'm not coming back.
Right. You've disparaged my good name. So, Beck. As always, you must have something that you're dying to talk about. So what is it this week?
Well, of course it's going to be Grammys fashion today because, you know, they were just last night. And I have to say, there are just a couple of cool moments that I feel like need to be called out. And I'm going to start with number one, Tracy Chapman, who, A, I love, like, just wore jeans with her, like,
yeah.
top with a little bit of sparkle. But, like,
I
yes,
literally was like, did
80.
She get that top at Chico's? Like, not
know,
because
right?
it was bad,
yes.
but because it was just, like, a good, basic, comfortable,
mm-hmm.
like, it had a little bit of sparkle, it was black, it was,
but
like...
Tracy Chapman wearing anything but, like...
Jeans and a
jeans
black
and
shirt.
Black would be...
100%.
Not Tracy Chapman.
That's true. And, oh my gosh, her smile. Like, honestly, she just looked so happy to
yeah.
be there. But you guys, did you hear what I said? She's 80. 80.
What?
Tracy
She's
Chapman's
80.
80?
Yes.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
No.
Wow.
Yeah, I heard that in the news this morning, and I was like, dang. Fast Car came out in 1988.
Well,
no,
isn't that
she
ridiculous?
Can't be.
I feel like she wasn't much older than me, but
yeah.
apparently.
Well,
I mean,
maybe
she's
I'm
as
wrong.
Old as
I swear
Joni
to God,
Mitchell.
I heard that on the news.
I don't think so.
Okay, there's a chance that I messed that up.
She can't be
well, maybe
old.
They were talking about.
I'll look it up while you're
maybe
talking
they were
about
talking
other people.
About...
Joni Mitchell's 80,
okay.
but I don't think Tracy Chapman's 80.
Oh, I could be wrong. Okay. All right. You look it up, Stace, while I talk
yeah,
about
yeah,
other
yeah.
people. Okay.
All right, go.
So
she is 59 couple... years old. So.
She's 59.
Oh,
sorry, Tracy.
Sorry, Tracy.
Mitchell. I'm sorry.
You
I'm
look
sorry.
Great for 59.
To...
yes.
I don't. Well, she does look great for 59. Yeah. I don't mean to be leading people astray. Oh, see, they're going to think that my news is all wrong now. But just a couple other.
Is
cool
that fake news?
That
yeah, exactly.
No, it's not. Olivia Rodrigo put a ton of pressure on herself, I think, because she wore a vintage Versace dress that was previously worn by Linda Evangelista. Like,
yeah.
no pressure putting on a gown worn by a supermodel.
Right. She
okay,
did look great
but
in it,
though.
Very
classy gown, and she looked fantastic
she
in
did.
It, I thought. And then the other thing that I thought was super cool was Victoria Monet, who won Best New Artist,
mm-hmm.
wore
yeah, that
this
gold
sort
dress.
Of copper.
That copper?
Well, it's kind of more copper color. But what was super cute is that on the red carpet, she had her daughter with her
yes.
in a matching dress.
Yes.
You know, not a corset dress like that, but no. the same fabric.
Yeah.
Like, how adorable
that was
that?
That was adorable.
Yeah, I thought yeah. that was super cute.
And she won for Best
also,
R&B album, so that was
yeah.
cool.
And by the way,
yeah.
just to confirm, Joni Mitchell is, in fact, 80 years old.
She is 80. Yep.
Yes, I knew she was 80.
And she sang
I,
last
I must
night.
Have crossed wires.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, she did great.
Yeah, and I love that, like, the blurb I heard, they were just talking about her. Like, P.S., Brandi Carlile was right there next to her, and they didn't even mention it in the thing that I heard. And I was like, yeah, she's also a Grammy winner, so
yeah.
you might want to just mention her name. So
she
anyway.
Did do the intro,
but, you know,
though. Brandi Carlile did do the intro for Joni Mitchell.
Yeah.
So she
yeah,
did a great job.
I know, but yeah. it's just funny. Anyway, a couple, you know, kind of questionable looks. You've got Miley Cyrus, who sort of was channeling Cher and Bob Mackey. She was wearing a Maison Margiela dress that was sort of chainmail. I don't know.
I liked
to
the dress,
it.
The hair. I kept seeing
it was
Joan.
Yeah.
What's her name? Fonda. I kept, seeing Jane Fonda.
Oh. Old school Jane Fonda. Oh, it was way too wavy.
That one too.
Yeah, it was way too. Yeah, it was something about that dude that just didn't work for me.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what it was? Is I thought the dress and the hair were a disconnect. So I thought the hair was more vintage, yes, like back.
Yeah, I agree.
80s,
I agree.
And then her style was like now. You know what I mean?
And then I have to say, Lana Del Rey, I don't know what was happening with that. The big mutton short sleeve. It's like Laura Ashley circa 1982 with the bang. She almost looked like Sia. The bangs were obscuring so much of her face. I don't understand any of what she wore. So anyway, okay.
It was giving
sidebar.
Me Holly Hobby in mourning.
Let's be nice.
Oh, I get that. I get that. And one other thing of note, just that I thought was sort of interesting. Paris Jackson was there wearing a cutout gown, and she covered all of her tattoos. And she was interviewed, and they said, why did you do it? And she said, because sometimes I want the tattoos to be the art, but sometimes, like tonight, this dress is so gorgeous, mm-hmm, I want it to be the art. Yeah. And that's why she covered up her tattoos. That is just kind of an interesting comment.
Yeah.
She looked
an interesting
very
approach.
Different. I saw that, yes, and I was like, wow. And look, you know, tattoos, great. I mean, I have a little tattoo, so, you know, no judgment there.
Oh, yeah, not at all. I just thought it was,
but it's like, wow, she looked, the dress, like, really stood out, and she looked stunning.
Stunning.
Yeah, I agree. So, anyway, that's all. Just, you know,
you're not
going to
mention
highlights.
Taylor Swift, at least for clickbait?
I'm a little torn with the Taylor. I'm currently with someone who is a big Swiftie. And we both agreed we don't know what the story was with her hair. And I've read commentary that, you know, the dress was supposed to be, quote unquote, a wedding dress as a signal to Joe Alwyn that he wouldn't marry her. So she would just wear the dress anyway. But I feel like there's so much like the poor girl. You know, I also read stuff about how she sort of, you know, which I agree with. She sort of dissed Celine Dion, like she completely ignored her on stage. And I thought after Mariah Carey did such a nice sort of tribute, I'm sorry, Miley Cyrus did a nice tribute to Mariah Carey, it sort of felt like Taylor kind of dissed Celine. But anyway, there's also black and white, which is kind of, she had switched all of her social media stuff. All of her photos were black and white the other day. So maybe she's going into a new, with this new album, it's going to, I don't know. Anyway, so I kind of just didn't really touch on Taylor.
Well, now you
did. But did you see she used a fan?
Yes.
When she would talk to, she was sitting next to Lana Del Rey, and she would use a fan so that people couldn't read her lips because apparently she's been getting a lot of blowback. I would not want to be here. I feel bad because everyone just,
totally.
That's kind of why I didn't. Everyone is constantly picking this poor woman apart, and I just feel bad for her.
Yeah, and I feel bad for her because she's,
young.
Yeah, moderately
bad.
Yeah, I mean, moderately bad, right?
She's a billionaire,
She's a little bit awkward.
Yeah, but money doesn't make you happy.
It doesn't make you happy, and you can, it's
I mean, honestly, she's a big music geek, and I love that
she
for
is.
Her.
Like she was
that's
saying
true.
How
like
much
she
loves
got up
making music.
And she fangirled over every single artist, whether they had a, like, reputed, like, feud or not, like, mm-hmm, she's just a fan of music and making music, so.
Yeah, I agree. And I love watching her, like, stand up and sing along to Fast Car. Like, she's the only one standing up in the front. I was like, you go, Tay-Tay.
Exactly. All right.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So I'm glad that we ended
really
on something nice. I actually had a someone came to me and said, hey, I listened to your podcast. And I'm like, oh, cool, thank you very much. And it was like, sometimes you guys can be kind of mean. And
okay.
I said, no, we aren't.
All right. You know what?
Stacey speaks for the people.
We sort of speak, like, here's the thing. When you're typically the brands or the folks that we maybe speak our, what we think is our truth about it.
Right.
Is it's just like you're in a position where you're putting yourself out there to be discussed.
Right.
And so, you know, it's not about the people generally or the brands or whatever. Like, they may be awesome people. See, here's the spin thing. Yeah. They may be awesome brands and awesome people. It's just they make some questionable choices.
Yeah.
I have had questionable choices. You should see my prom dress from senior year. Like, I would not want to be judged on that. And 100% people did. It's just human nature. So I'm just saying. However, the whole point of this show is to talk about style.
Yep.
We clearly do not take ourselves seriously.
Absolutely not.
However, we do take style seriously.
Yes, we do.
And we normally are talking about personal style.
Yep. We're going to go beyond the wardrobe today.
Yes, we are.
What?
What's beyond the wardrobe?
Although technically, the wardrobe is part of, could be part of what we're talking about.
It's not Narnia.
Narnia?
Yeah, it's definitely, we're not in Narnia anymore.
We're not in Narnia anymore.
Exactly. So, no, we are going beyond the wardrobe, mm-hmm. like maybe into Narnia. I don't know, maybe that's your interior style vibe. Mm-hmm. Let's take a quick break here, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about something that we don't talk about often, which is the interior style portion of Michael Bruce Image Consulting.
There you go.
We'll be right back.
Do you feel challenged by the thought of getting ready every day? Want to make a great first impression, but don't feel your wardrobe represents who you really are? Does the thought of trying to find great clothing that fits your body and lifestyle have you overwhelmed? Michael Bruce Image Consulting is a premier image consulting company that can help you get your style back on track. Contact them at michaelbruceimageconsulting.com or call them at 425-214-4155 and start that conversation today.
I'm not famous or connected or an influencer. I'm Stacey Heller of Stacey Connects, and I love to talk with strangers, friends, and family. So I started a podcast about making connections through conversation, asking questions instead of making assumptions, and addressing the elephant in any room. I also often go on tangents that beg the question, where is she going with this? Stacey Connects is meant to be enlightening and entertaining, or as I like to call it, edutainment. Listen, enjoy, and subscribe to Stacey Connects wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Hey, welcome back to Wisdom from the Wardrobe with your Michael Bruce Consulting team. That's right. Here's the deal. Michael Bruce Consulting doesn't just do image consulting. We also do interior consulting.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you want me to give the backstory of the evolution?
Yes, you should.
Okay.
Yes,
so,
please. I'd like to hear this.
I like to hear it, too.
Nice.
So, I'm like, duh. I just kind of made it up.
No, you did it.
It just kind of happened.
So, in the same way that we go into clients' closets and we find the nuggets that they love, that they connect with, that they're comfortable with, that fit them and, you know, ultimately their style, in their closet, there's also the things that, like, they bought because they were at, like, you know, a cabbie show. No disrespect to cabbie shows. Or, you know, their mother said, you have to have this in your wardrobe. Or it's something that they felt like they had to have. You're going to say something, Eric.
I was just going to say, what's a cabbie show?
So cabbie is like, it's a clothing brand that is sold through a rep. And so similar to like Tupperware, you go to someone's house.
Gotcha.
And so, you know, they have some really cute things. However, you're in a social setting, and in the same way you buy too much Tupperware, you can potentially buy too much cabbie. Mm. And so what we found is that clients were saying, hey, you know, can you do this? Like, I wish you could do this for the rest of my house because
right.
I have, you know, all this old baggage that like grandma gave me this or mom gave me this or, you know, everybody was doing farm tables from Pottery Barn back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm holding on to it. Or I still have up, you know, the artwork from my college dorm room that I bought.
Well, I think it also grew out of COVID a little bit too, Stace, because, you know, people weren't really going anywhere, so they weren't necessarily updating their clothing looks.
Yep.
But they were stuck inside the same four walls. And I think people looked around and went, yeah, this place needs a refresh.
Yeah. I mean, I remember the first phone call we got was from a client, and he called me. He's like, hey, how you doing? And I'm like, I'm doing okay. He's like, so no one's wearing any new clothes. And I'm like, no. And he was like, hey, can you jump on a Zoom with me? And I'm like, sure. So I jumped on a Zoom and he was like, what do you think of this background? And I was like, that background for what? He was like, I'm doing all my calls on this. And I said, hmm. He's like, I knew that's exactly what you were going to say.
Yeah.
He goes, I need your help with it.
Well, and you know, why I started with the whole like closet experience is because we had people over the years say that a lot. And we were like, hey, we're not really into that space. We're so busy with this. And COVID, great point, Beck, really gave people the opportunity to look at not just their backgrounds, but then like their entire environment.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, we were able to you know, let's see, can we apply the same premise mm-hmm. and help clients in the same way that we do with their image
Absolutely.
And help them with their interior?
Yeah.
And the answer is a resounding heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
So
yes, indeed it is.
So it's super exciting.
Yeah,
and you know, the work that we do, it's, well, you guys can speak to it because you work a lot with, you know, what the process is and mm-hmm. how it's similar and, you know, the depth and breadth. Like, you guys have done, like, hey, here's some throw pillows mm-hmm. that are going to jazz things up, all the way to, you know, redoing.
Oh, full on knock down walls and move things around. So,
right.
yeah, I mean, we really, it, you know, again, it's, I'll also say this, if anyone is interested in it, it's the same way we work with people with clothes. You know, we work within your budget and mm-hmm. your timeline, and, you know, we're not trying to impose things on you, but it is really fun. Like, you know, if we're shopping for a client's interior and we find something, we're like, oh, like, I will literally take a picture of something as I'm walking down Old Main in Bellevue and I saw something and I'm like, oh, this would be perfect for this project.
Yeah.
You know, so it's that kind of like finding just the perfect thing to represent a client's interests or hobbies. And
yeah.
it like, it's super fun. And they feel like, oh yeah, you guys get me, like this really
yeah.
represents who I am.
Right.
So,
right. Well, we've heard in this whole thing when we've been in people's houses and their closets and you walk around their home because you're there. And if you ask them a couple questions, oftentimes people have had their house decorated, if you will, by mm-hmm. an interior decorator or designer or something. But does it really reflect them?
Right.
Or what, it was them once, but maybe it's not them now. And I think it's that whole new refresh that we help do with, you know, the image part, that we try to bring that same concept to the interior.
Well, right. It's the expertise of the interior decorator without, you know, the kind of the strong arm vision, and not that all have strong arm, but it's like, because we typically started in people's closet,
mm-hmm.
one of the things that we always talk about is helping people get rid of their closet clutter that we say is also mind clutter.
Yeah.
So it's like permission to get rid of these things
mm-hmm.
that, you know, are no longer serving them, are no mm-hmm. longer making them happy.
Right.
And, you know, also
or
seeing
sometimes
how they
helping
live.
Them find something. Yeah. Or sometimes it's seeing something that they have that they like, helping them see it in a new way.
Yeah. Like, and repurpose it,
you know?
Yep.
Yeah. Repurposing things. So it's not even always necessarily like you have to have a huge budget to do it. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's sometimes as simple as a coat of paint and changing some artwork.
Yeah.
You know, and it
or
sort of
a coat of paint, a light fixture and a new table and some chairs. I mean, it's,
and I think that's the difference between what Michael Bruce Interior Consulting is doing versus a more traditional interior decorator.
Mm-hmm.
I've used both.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what I found is that you can, you know, work with that piece where it's truly like, no, this is what I'm thinking. Oh, here's a creative way to do that. Oh, you know, I like this. There's no way I'm going to get rid of it. You know, even though it's been in the family forever, I actually like it. How can I play with it? Also, you guys know me mm-hmm. so well and mm-hmm. my quirky personality
right.
that, like, you would never dare tell me, like, you can't put up 1,000 paintings. Like,
no.
When you go to sell your house,
right.
you're probably going to have to close up 1,000 holes.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, you do you, boo.
Right, absolutely. So here's the thing, and we ask this in our questionnaire for clients all the time. How would you define the style of your home? I'll ask you, Stacey, and then Beck, I'll ask you, and then I've been thinking a lot about this.
Well, I really went through a big change like probably 4 years ago or something, where I had all these hand-me-downs from family and it felt like this albatross of like, oh, the chairs that were from my grandma and the
mm-hmm.
dining room set that was from my other grandma and, you know, all these things. And we didn't use our home.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went through this change and started in one room and then sat in that room during COVID
mm-hmm.
and was like, I don't want a dining room. I don't want to sit at a formal dining room.
Mm-hmm.
I want like a cool, like bar room. So now it is like colorful, eclectic,
yep.
conversational.
Yeah. I love that.
I would totally use the word eclectic to describe your house.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
So that's, I mean,
I
don't.
From the stone head that you have that's.
Oh, yeah.
That's
like
right
Stonehenge
by the door.
That's by the door.
Mm-hmm. By the door.
His name is Guy. Use his proper name.
I like Guy.
Yeah, to like the baby mold that's on a like a wood piece.
Okay, I think that's a little bit.
It's not creepy, okay?
That's a little creepy.
At me.
is that the Gerber baby head?
But everything has a story, and that's the point. That's why I say it's eclectic and it's conversational.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love that. And it is very colorful.
It's awesome. It's awesome. Beck, how would you describe your home?
I think my home is very similar to my style. It's classic with a twist in the sense that, you know, I have a sort of a basic shape of a couch, but it's orange. Like my dining room chairs are orange. But my overarching goal with my house and honestly with clients is I want it to be cozy. I want it to be when you come home, you just go, oh, I'd love it. Like it represents me. Like my house wouldn't look good with the number of artwork that Stacy has. However, on my hallway wall, I have a whole sort of montage of different shaped mirrors and art, but it's one wall because for me, that's enough.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, mostly I'm sort of selective with my art, but I do bring in color, just not quite as many colors as Stacy does.
Right.
And, you know, I'm actually kind of redoing my bedroom a little bit because I discovered I love Oriental rugs. And the ones that have the red, the pink, and the navy blue in them are particularly hitting with me right now.
Oh, I have one in my garage, in there, by the way, if you want to take a look at it.
Oh, excellent. I'll totally take you up on that.
As an aside.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
So, you know, like I'm sort of rethinking my bedroom a little bit, but I've always done warm tones in there, like reds and like warm beiges and creams, because I want warm colors because it makes me feel cozier than doing something really austere or really, you know, beige. I think I'll paint it beige. Mm-hmm. So I don't want a beige house. I want a house with some character. So anyway.
Yeah, I think I would describe my house as modern, semi-minimal, but still cozy. Control, but definitely a little bit more minimal, but not minimal cold.
I would say modern is a good way to describe it.
Yeah.
I think your house is more modern than mine or Stace's. Although I think Pease is also modern too, but in a kind of a little, like an, I don't know how to say it, like a badass modern way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like she's got a lot more metal than you do.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have a lot more wood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yours is, it's like, it's very linear.
But I think it represents you.
It is.
And that's kind of the goal, is we want your house to represent who you are. It's not just your wardrobe. It's your environment. It's sort of, to me, it feels like an extension.
Right, right, right. Well, and I like my house because in the style is I like light and air and openness. And it's the way it was built. It's kind of interesting. But like even in my front rooms, my front room and my dining room, in those two rooms, I have three mirrors, you know, so it just.
Because you're bougie Bruce.
Light,
Not because I want to see myself all the time.
I'm like.
Just because it reflects light really well. We talk with clients about that a lot. That you go in people's homes and you're like, where's your mirrors? They're like, mirrors for what? I'm like, you'd be surprised.
What a mirror does.
What a mirror actually does in a space.
But it, like what Stace said, like the mirrors that I have in my hallway are both gold gilt frames for my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
But I've tied it in. And for me, I'm all about like vintage travel, like that's a shocker. Vintage travel ads, I love. And that's what most of my art is. It's either sort of like I have several things that are just dots, like colorful circles.
Mm-hmm.
So that's skews a bit more modern, but really most of what's in my house is vintage travel posters because it's totally representative of who I am.
Well, I think for this first episode where we're starting to talk about this, I think a great way to kind of wrap it up is to show exactly how much, you know, when we all talk about our style on the show, our personal style, you know, what we're saying about our homes completely then is on brand for who we are.
Absolutely.
And so it's consistent. And so when we're working with clients on their interior style, you know, they notice that, holy cow, you know, you did this with my image and my personal how I dress.
Right.
And I want it to be as effortless and comfortable in me.
Absolutely.
In my home.
Yeah. We also do, we have recently, we had a client, we did an office for him that turned out really nice. and his office.
Like his professional space, not his home office.
His professional space now reflects, which we have done home offices as well.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Eric, how would you describe your home style?
Sophisticated clutter.
Nice. So,
I like that.
I'm envisioning
there's a few things
like,
in the corner, right, Eric?
Lots of vinyls and books. And
some rooms need a little more organizing than I've had time for. But okay. I've got nice pieces in
good.
The house.
I like that. I like that.
I like that. Sophisticated clutter.
I
also say
Eric.
That I would give a shout out to our partners. Like, we have excellent, excellent teams of people that we use for different, you know, different levels of work. And we have really good, reliable people that we work with that really, they really, you know, it's a great partnership because we work with them and they work with us really, you know, it's a very collaborative thing. And I think that's important.
That is super important.
Well, that's one of the hesitations that people typically have with embarking on this kind of adventure, if you will. A, how do you find someone that you can trust? And B, is this going to be a huge expense? And lastly, C, a huge disruption.
Absolutely.
And so we do everything that we can to mitigate all of the concerns about all of that.
Yeah. We've actually told clients
if we're moving walls, there's no workaround. That's going to be a huge inconvenience.
But we have told clients that, you know, right now at this time, let's do this in phases.
Yep.
And I think that's actually a good way to go sometimes.
So, you know, just saying, it's something that our website is not yet reflecting that. It's a work in progress. That doesn't mean, of course, that you can't go to our website, michaelbruceimageconsulting.com, and connect with us if you want to know more about that. It is something that we've been doing for a while, and we finally are like, all right.
Yep.
Let's talk about this. Let's
talk
bring it out of the closet, out of the wardrobe, dare I say it.
Out of the wardrobe, absolutely.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah.
Right? I love it. All right. So anyway, if there's anything else that you want to know about what we're able to do, again, go to michaelbruceimageconsulting.com. You can also follow us on social at michaelbruceic. And, you know, start expressing your style, not just in how you look, but how you live.
Yeah, we're here for you both ways.
Exactly. Whichever way you go.
Whichever way you go. It's all good. All right, guys. Thanks for a great show.
Thanks for listening.
Lady P, we miss you. We'll see you next week.
Miss you, Lady P.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye, guys.
If you like what you're listening to and want to learn more about the team, get some great style inspiration and useful style tips on how to elevate your personal style, you can follow them on Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. That's Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. Thanks for listening.